Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our loving pranams at the lotus feet of Swami, we, the women alumni of Sri Sathya Sai Educational Institutions, have gathered here to offer our love and gratitude to our Divine Mother Sai. We are extremely fortunate and blessed to have been his students and learned lessons of life at his lotus feet. We owe all that we are today to our Divine Master who chiseled us to be successful in all phases of life. What better day than Avatar Declaration Day to pay an obeisance at his lotus feet? We have gathered here with a short program to celebrate Avatar Declaration Day. At the outset, we have two speakers sharing their experiences. The first speaker is Mrs. Mallika Chandrasekhar, an alumnus of Sri Sathya Sai Primary School and has graduated from Anantapur campus in commerce. She later went on to do her master's in psychology. A loving mother, she prefers to be introduced as an eternal spiritual seeker. The second speaker is a familiar face in Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Puttaparthi, Mrs. Indumati Kolluru, Chief Dietitian in Super Speciality Hospital. Following the divine instructions of Swami, she joined Anantapur for her 11th and 12th grade and continued to do her graduation and post-graduation in nutrition from Anantapur campus. Later, she completed her doctoral studies from Kolkata. She has joined Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences since its inception. She is a sportsperson and feels extremely grateful to Bhagwan for having blessed Anantapur students starting from her batch to perform sports in his divine presence here in Prashant Nilayam. She prefers to be remembered in putting excellence first in all her work. Over to the speakers.
Salutations to Sathya Sai Baba, whom we all fondly call Swami. Before I begin, I would like to offer to him all my thoughts, my fears, my doubts, my ignorance, but most importantly, I'd like to offer my pride, the ego that builds walls and breaks bridges between us. In our lives, there are numerous events that happen. Some events get forgotten with the passage of time, and some events get relegated to the back of our conscious mind. But some events get frozen over time and space. There was one such event in my life. 8th June 1986. I had come along with my father and my twin sister to get my sister admitted to the school. She was eligible to write the test and she passed the criteria to get admission. My father went to the principal with folded hands and asked, "Can you not make an exception for the other twin? how can I separate the two girls? So the principal very sweetly smiled and said, Mr. Sastri, there are certain rules and laws and eligibility criteria for the admission. Yes, you may have twins, but this is all we can do. And so I remember that disappointment on my father's face that he would have to make that tough decision on separating his girls. But so be it. My sister came back and did the formalities for the admission process. Now you'll ask me, why do I remember this day so well? Well, one, it was very, very hot. And the second was, I was sitting in the car on that day while my sister and my father went to the school for the admission process. Suddenly, out of nowhere, Swami car comes right passing by the car that I was sleeping in. That was my first vision of Swami. Those who have witnessed the physical presence of Swami and that captivating gaze, it stops everything in that moment. It's 2016 now, but in my mind, I'm actually frozen to that moment when he kept me in that gaze. It's like it was forever. It would have been a few seconds in real time, but for me, it's like forever. He passed by, and in about 5 minutes later, my father comes bounding up to the car and says, Malika, you've got admission. This was unheard of. We don't know how it happened. We were so happy and so joyous. We don't know why we were so happy. Because at that time, every experience was new. My father was happy that at least one thing was right. The two girls are admitted to the same school. It's 30 years now. But for me, it's like that day is forever. You may ask me, what has happened during those 30 years? Well, I studied 5 years in the school. Then I studied another 3 years in the campus. But if you ask me my chemistry formulas, I will not remember. If you ask me my debit and credit of accountancy, I will not remember. But if you ask me what Swami was, what did he feel like? Those days impacted my entire life. 8 years of observing Swami closely, the way he interacted, the way he loved, the way he spoke, the way he touched our lives. These are things I cannot even express. These are experiences that cannot be articulated, but they can be lived. That's what has happened in those 30 years. The transformation of those 8 years have lasted for these 30 years. I have learnt that you don't need to have a background to be loved. That you don't have to be someone with a degree or property to be accepted and loved wholeheartedly. That love is your birthright and irrespective. If you come to Swami, you will get it for the rest of your life. Words are insufficient to express, Master. The innumerable experiences that I've had in my life, his interventions in the dream state, in the physical state. How do I paint a whole picture of resplendence of his presence in my life? How do I relate a whole lifetime of experiences. I feel so inept to speak my voice and to express my feelings. Yet sometimes there's an overwhelming need to express my master, full of love, compassion, patience, tolerance, forgiveness. And these are things I emulate in my daily life, synchronizing my social world with my spiritual world. It is definitely with his grace and his constant blessing that it has been possible. Daughters of Sai, when I say it, it's like an affirmative mantra flooding light over the whole of my existence. This is what gives me, reminds me of my path and my purpose. To express, experience and expand love. Swami's love. I'd like to end with a prayer on behalf of all the daughters of Sai. May the rivers of our unshed tears flow into the ocean of your compassion, Swami. May our voice speak your words. May our deeds reflect your teaching. May our hearts express your love. And surely one day may our soul merge into thee. Sai Ram.
Dearest Swami, all that I was, all that I am, all that I will be, I offer it all at thy divine lotus feet with my heartfelt gratitude and love. My odyssey with the Lord began 3 decades ago, when Swami took the reins of my life. From then onwards, there's no looking back. Dear sisters, each and every one of us here has been chosen by Swami to be in his college. Swami has given this opportunity out of his infinite love and mercy, so that we can be aware of him, we can experience him, and we can be part of his mission. It is only and only Swami's love that has brought us here and has seen through our life day after day. Maybe initially all of us came with a purpose for academic excellence. But once we joined Swami's college, that took a back seat, because Swami, the great master and planner, interwoven our academic excellence with principles like commitment, discipline, love and service. Each one of us have experienced this personally. And this has been our life's foundation. Whatever the life that we have chosen today, be to be professionals or homemakers, this has been our foundation on which we have laid our everyday life. Swami has been our central pivot on which we build everything. Nothing else matters for all of us other than to please Swami. That is our primary goal. Swami, please accept our deep-felt gratitude and love for all that you have done for us. The most memorable event for me during my college days is sports. When Swami gave us permission to be a part of the sports here in Prashanthi Nilayam, we, the students, were overjoyed and we wanted to excel in all the activities that we did. The staff and students together, we put all our efforts to please our Lord. I remember we were the cycling team and so we wanted to excel in that event. Swami had even personally told us what are the activities, we mainly chose some of the yoga to be displayed on the cycle, and Swami was very happy. He gave us permission. So we had to practice really hard. We used to practice even during the hot suns in the afternoon, and we were totally sunburned and bruised and, well, what not. But what kept us going was our spirit that we want to please Swami. And what really reminds me even till today, what stays fresh in my mind is what some of us little sisters, they would come every night, day after day, with soothing lotions to take care of our sunburns. That was the love and care that Swami had taught us during our hostel days. The highlight of our practice session is Swami used to personally come to supervise before the final event. This being our first time, we wanted the grand finale that we were doing. It was the somersault on a pole between two cycles. For us then, it was a big and a grand event. So we wanted to have this like a real offering to Swami. We didn't want anyone else to know about it. So we held from practicing during the practice session. We want to put it up just in front of Swami alone. One day, Swami surprised us during the practice session. And then we were overjoyed and we were excited to present our event in front of Swami. But to our dismay, we found the main thing missing, the pole. What do we do now? There was no time to do anything. We quickly picked a branch from the tree nearby when we tried to adjust with that. But it really fell short of our requirement. The branch was too small and it wouldn't go between the two cycles, but the cycles were too close to each other. And me on the third cycle, I just could not do my somersault at this particular juncture. We were desperate and we were a team, very united team. We didn't know what to do and the Lord was waiting for us to perform. We took the Lord's name in our heart and everybody said, let's do it. Come on, we can do it. Yes, that was the spirit. With great difficulty, I maneuvered the pole and we were overjoyed. We were so happy. Finally, we were able to present the event in front of Swami. But the Lord, He has better plans. All of us know that. Once we finished that, Swami said, come on, do it again. We said, Lord, but now we were more confident. We said, yes, Swami. So we went ahead and we did. We finished and we were all the more happy. We were able to do a second time successfully. Then what did Swami say? Come on, do it again.
This time we were totally confident. There was no doubt, nothing. Will we be able to do? Can we do? No. We just did it. This was Swami's way of teaching us that with the Lord by our side, there's nothing impossible. He wanted to drive this point home, that without any doubt that we can achieve when we have the Lord by our side. Coming to think of it, the sports gave us a lot of self-confidence. We were self-sufficient and we were able to achieve anything in life later on. One incident comes to my mind. Some of the alumni were traveling in Arunachal Pradesh in a remote area. And Arunachal Pradesh is known for its flash floods, sudden torrential rains, sinking zones and sliding zones. And here we were traveling and then suddenly there was a heavy downpour. Then what happens? Muddy waters comes cascading down the hills and in no time the road was blocked. There was no way we could, it was raining heavily and the road was getting further and further. The waters were rising and all traffic came to a standstill. So were we. One of the very adventurous motorists tried to cross the waters. What happened? We can't wage a war with Mother Nature. The vehicle got stuck in the mud and the wheels turned the mud into a slushy mess. No one else dared to enter that road again. So we were waiting and we had a mountain pass to cross before sundown and a flight to catch the next day. But we were undaunted. We knew we could handle the situation because of the training we had. We noticed a small embankment by the side of the road was firm. We tested it. And a small patch about 6 to 7 feet was a little bit soggy. So if we took care of it, we could use it as our road. Well, our training came to our relief or to help us out. We the alumni quickly formed a line like how we always do in Anantapur and we started passing boulders and rocks and started filling in that patch. Mind you, we didn't have any equipment in our hand other than God-given equipment, our two hands. But when we do things, God comes to our help. Out of nowhere, two lady road workers appeared with shovels and quickly they started shoveling in the mud and helping us to harden up the ground. And then what do you think happened? The other vehicle, people who are in the other vehicles joined us too. So it became a social work or a seva activity, whatever you choose to call it, in the middle of all that pouring rain, and we had the road going in no time. So that is how in real life, practically, Swami makes us his instruments. And the other thing that Swami has been always driving home, his message, is service to humanity is service to God. Paropakarartham idam shariram. I have been blessed to put this principle into practice all through my life because Swami gave me the opportunity out of his love and benevolence to be a part of his mission at the super speciality hospital. The first lesson that Swami taught us or gave us was to take care of the patients as your own, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. Now, when we take care of our own, we give it to them our best and loving care. So Swami not only gave us the opportunity to serve, but also told us how to go about it. This is our Lord. And the best and most memorable part is, because when the hospital started, we were all fresh from college with no experience. So when Swami told us to join the hospital and do seva, at least me and some of my girls, we were in the dietary department. So when Swami sent some of the elders to go and see how we are able to manage, They came back to Swami and said, "Swami, there are no cooks, there are no assistants, only these girls. How will they manage? I think you have to give them some cooks or other staff, because we are only qualified to be as dietitians. But only the Lord knows that we are equipped to handle all the situation, because that is His blessings and benevolence on us." And what did Swami say? Swami said, "I have sent my girls. They will manage." This was the ultimate. Even if we had received the most prized possession in our life, nothing to equal this, that what we get from our Lord. And the other most precious thing is, whenever Swami used to come to the hospital bringing the dignitaries, He used to make it a point and always introduce us, "These are all my girls." This was the ultimate, because we are there and Swami is always, not only He gives us a strength and, you know, to do the work, but always acknowledges us, "These are all my girls." The patients, we were instrumental in serving the patients because of the love that we received from Swami. There were many other instances that patients expressed their gratitude because of the love and care that they received at the hospital. One particular incident really moved me that I would like to share with you. There was this patient, a dotty old lady. She virtually had none to take care. We went out of the way taking care of her, feeding her, and doing all that what she required. When she was about to be discharged, she called us with tears in her eyes. She told us, she took out a worn and tattered bag. The tears were the tears of love and gratitude. She poured out its contents, her life savings. She said, "I want to thank Swami. I want to give this to Him, because never before in my life I have received such love and care." So this is how Swami works, and He makes us instrumental in His life. Swami has been always telling us, "You do my work, I do yours." Many a time Swami has done this, and many of us, I'm sure, have personally experienced this in our lives. I remember one particular time, I actually come from Sri Lanka. So annually we have to extend our visa. This is like very crucial for us, because we want to stay here and serve Swami always. So this one particular time, I was on student visa, so I was continuing with that visa when Swami asked me to join the hospital. So at this one particular time, I had applied for my visa, and then I get a call from the visa office. "Did you ask for some recommendation from a minister?" I was perplexed. I said, "Of course not. Why are you saying that?" Then the visa officer tells me, "How did you manage to get your student visa converted to employment visa, which gives me the permission to continue my services at the hospital?" He said, "I'm sure you must have pulled some strings and got the recommendation of some minister, otherwise it is impossible." But he doesn't know that we have our dear Lord, who is ministers of minister, who can do anything. So that is our Swami. He takes care of us in every single way, and that is His love. That is our driving force, our very life. Dear sisters, with joy we have gathered here to offer our deep sense of gratitude at the lotus feet of our most beloved Swami. Swami has chosen us in this birth, and He has given us this opportunity of being His students, His messengers, His visiting cards, and also to be in the society and fulfill the commitments, but with one and one and only goal, to attain his lotus feet. Let us go forth with this gratitude and the single ambition in our lives to love and serve as laid down by our dear Lord. Be nothing but the best. Be compassionate, be caring and loving as the Lord wanted us to be. Dear Swami, please accept our heartfelt gratitude and bless us to be connected and united in all our endeavors. Dear sisters, I would like to offer a prayer to our dear Lord that the Lord himself has given to us. O Lord, take my love and let it flow. In fullness of devotion to Thee. O Lord, take my hands. And let them work incessantly for Thee.
And let them work incessantly for Thee.
O Lord, take my soul.
O Lord, take my soul.
And let it be merged in one with Thee.
And let it be merged in one with Thee.
O Lord, take my mind and thoughts.
O Lord, take my mind and thoughts.
And let them be in tune with Thee.
And let them be in tune with Thee.
O Lord, take my everything.
O Lord, take my everything.
And let me be an instrument to work for Thee.
And let me be an instrument to work for Thee.
Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, sisters, for such inspiring talk. We now have a short documentary on the significance of Avatar Declaration Day. The documentary has excerpts from Bhagavan's discourse and highlights the loving relationship that exists and will always exist between him and his students.
Bears witness to the fact that humanity has constantly sought the higher truth. Once in a millennia, the supreme truth decides to descend to prepare man for his ascent. It is a moment when the torrent of God's grace fills the cupped, beseeching hands of humanity. This truth takes an enchanting form, a beautiful name, Sai. As the avatar of the yuga. Divinity is constantly aware of itself. but for us, mere mortals, caught in the strife of egoic identity, deluded by the human garb worn by the divinity, a revelation is necessary. And so the avatar declares his identity and purpose. October 20th, 1940 was that momentous day when young Satya flung aside his bag containing school books and declared,
"I am no longer your Satya. I am Sai Baba. I don't belong to you. I have my work. My devotees are calling me."
Bhagwan has described this defining moment in his discourses. Let us hear of it.
Prema Swarupulara,
embodiments of love.
నేను ఉరవకొండలో ఉండగా,
when Bhagwan was there in Uravakonda,
కార్పొరేషన్ కమిషనర్ అతను బళ్ళారిలో ఉన్నాడు.
The corporation commissioner at the time stayed in Ballari.
ఆయనకు ఒక రాత్రి స్వప్నం వచ్చి, నీవు పలాని నంబర్ పలాని ఇంటికి నీ వెళ్ళి అక్కడ సత్యాన్ని నీవు తీసుకుని రా అని ఎవరో చెప్పినట్టు అయిపోయింది.
That gentleman had a dream, where in the dream he was to go to a particular number of the house, meet Satya and bring him along with him.
అదే సమయంలో అతని అర్ధాంగి అయిన లక్ష్మీదేవి ఆమెకు కూడా నువ్వు స్వప్నంలో వచ్చి, అమ్మా మీరిద్దరూ వెళ్ళండి, వెళ్ళి ఆ సత్యాన్ని తీసుకుని రండి.
హిజ్ వైఫ్ లక్ష్మీదేవి ఆల్సో హ్యాడ్ సిమిలర్ డ్రీమ్ వేర్ ఇట్ వాజ్ ఇండికేటెడ్ క్లియర్లీ, యూ ఆల్సో ఫాలో యువర్ హస్బెండ్ అండ్ బ్రింగ్ సత్యం అలాంగ్ విత్ యూ బోత్.
ఆ బళ్ళారి లోపల మూడు దినములు వాళ్ళు ఇంటిలో పెట్టుకున్నారు.
భగవాన్ స్టేడ్ ఎట్ ద రెసిడెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద చైర్మన్ ఆఫ్ ద కార్పొరేషన్.
అక్కడ నుంచి చాలా సమీపంగా ఉంటున్నదని విరూపాక్ష దేవాలయం తీసుకెళ్లారు.
భగవాన్ వాజ్ టేకెన్ టు విరూపాక్ష టెంపుల్ విచ్ హ్యాపెన్స్ టు బి వెరీ క్లోజ్ టు ది హౌస్ ఆఫ్ ద చైర్మన్.
అప్పుడు శేషంరాజు అతని ఇల్లాలు లోపలి వెళ్లి, మేము విరూపాక్షను దర్శించుకొని వస్తాము, నీవు ఈ సామాన్ దగ్గర ఉండు అన్నారు.
శేషమరాజు అండ్ హిజ్ వైఫ్ వాంటెడ్ భగవాన్ టు టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దేర్ బిలాంగింగ్స్ అవుట్ సైడ్ యాజ్ దే వుడ్ గో ఇన్ టు ద టెంపుల్ టు హ్యావ్ ద విజిట్ ఆఫ్ ద హోలీ ష్రైన్.
సరే నేను ఇక్కడే ఉంటానని ఒప్పుకున్నాను.
స్వామి యాక్సెప్టెడ్ దేర్ ప్రపోజల్.
వీరు ఇరువురు కూడాను దేవాలయంలో వెళ్లారు.
బోత్ హస్బెండ్ అండ్ వైఫ్ హ్యావ్ గాన్ ఇన్ టు ద టెంపుల్.
అక్కడికి వెళ్లితే గర్భగుడి లోపల నేనే అక్కడ నిల్చుకున్నట్టుగా కనిపించింది.
దేర్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ సా భగవాన్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది శాంక్టోరం ఆఫ్ ద టెంపుల్.
ఈ శేషమరాజుకు చాలా డౌట్స్.
శేషమరాజు హ్యాస్ సో మెనీ డౌట్స్.
ఏం బయట కూర్చోమని చెప్తే వీడు ఇక్కడికి ఎందుకు వచ్చాడు?
How is it that I asked Satyam to stay outside the temple? How is it that I find him inside the temple? And he came out.
నేను అక్కడే కూర్చున్నాను.
There he saw Swami there.
మళ్ళీ లోపల పోయాడు, అక్కడ ఉన్నాను.
He went inside. There he saw Swami again.
కానీ ఇంకా ఆయన డౌట్స్ పోలేదు.
Still he was having doubts.
భార్యను బయట పోమన్నాడు.
He asked his wife to go outside.
నీవు అక్కడ సత్యం దగ్గర ఉండు.
You stay with Satyam there outside the temple.
Satyani kadalnivakunda chesko.
See that Satyam won't move. He will be there only.
Nenu lopalu vedtanu velladu.
And he said,
akkada kodanu navutu nenu undinanu.
And he has gone inside. There he found smiling Bhagavan there.
Ee rendu kodanu santoram. Maatone vachinatvanti okka కమిషనర్ రాజు కూడాను చూస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
ఆల్ దిస్ వాజ్ నోటీస్డ్ బై ద కమిషనర్ హూ అకంపనీడ్ దెమ్.
బయటకు వచ్చిన తర్వాత
after coming out,
Seshamraju chetulu pattukoni,
he caught hold of the hands of Seshamraju.
Raju, meeru chaala porapadutunnaru.
He said, Raju, you are mistaken.
Itanu mee sodarudu kaadu.
He is not your brother.
కేవలం సామాన్యమైనటువంటి ఒక వ్యక్తి కాదు.
హీఈస్ నాట్ ఎన్ ఆర్డినరీ పర్సన్.
నీవు ఈ వ్యక్తి భావంతో నువ్వు చాలా పొరపడుతున్నావు.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ బాడీ రిలేషన్షిప్ యు ఆర్ మిస్టేకన్.
ఇది పెద్ద డివైన్ పవర్ అన్నాడు.
దిస్ ఈస్ ద డివైన్ పవర్ హీ సెడ్.
కొన్ని అవతారాలు,
సమ్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్,
వారు ప్రేమించి వీరిని కోరుతుంటారు.
అండ్ దే లవ్ అండ్ దే వాంట్ హిమ్.
కానీ నేను అట్ట కాదు.
స్వామి ఇస్ నాట్ లైక్ దాట్.
నేనే కోరి వాడిని జన్మింపజేస్తున్నాను.
స్వామి హాస్ చోజన్, హాస్ డిజైర్డ్, హీ విల్డ్ దట్ వే.
ఈమె నా తల్లిగా ఉండాలి, ఈమె నా తండ్రిగా ఉండాలి అని నేను కోరి వాడికి జన్మనిస్తున్నాను.
భగవాన్ హాస్ డిసైడెడ్, విల్డ్, సో అండ్ సో షుడ్ బి ద ఫాదర్, సో అండ్ షుడ్ బి ద మదర్.
కానీ ఇట్లా సామాన్యమైనటువంటి రీతిగా, సాధారణమైనటువంటి యొక్క సంబంధాలతో జన్మించినటువంటిది కాదు ఈ శరీరము.
ద బాడీ has not taken birth in the ordinary mortal way.
ఈనాటి వరకు ఎవరికి కూడా ఏ విధమైనటువంటి అపకారం చేయటం లేదు.
He has not harmed anybody till this day.
ఎప్పుడు కూడా నేను ఇతరులకు మంచి చేస్తేనే నాకు ఆనందము.
భగవాన్ విల్ బి వెరీ హ్యాపీ.
కనుక నేను భక్తులందరికీ లోకస్తమస్తా సుఖినో భవంతు.
సో ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ షుడ్ బి హ్యాపీ ఇస్ ద డిజైర్ ఆఫ్
క్షేమంగా ఉండాలి.
ఆల్ షుడ్ బి హ్యాపీ.
అందరూ ఆనందంగా ఉండాలి.
ఆల్ షుడ్ బి బ్లెస్డ్.
అందరూ సౌఖ్యంగా ఉండాలి.
ఆల్ షుడ్ బి
ఎవరిని ఎవరు బాధ పెట్టుకోకూడదు.
ఆల్ షుడ్ లివ్ ఇన్ సేఫ్టీ అండ్ సెక్యూరిటీ.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి దీంతో స్వామి యొక్క ప్రేమ తత్వాన్ని జగత్తుకు చాటుతూ వస్తున్నాను.
దిస్ హాస్ బీన్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ప్రాపగేటెడ్ బై భగవాన్.
నా పెద్ద ప్రాపర్టీ,
ద బిగ్గెస్ట్ ప్రాపర్టీ ఆఫ్ స్వామి,
వారేజీ పిల్లలే,
ఆర్ ది చిల్డ్రన్, స్టూడెంట్స్,
ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్,
ప్రైమరీ స్కూల్,
కాలేజీ,
కాలేజ్,
హైయర్ సెకండరీ స్కూల్,
హైయర్ సెకండరీ స్కూల్,
వీళ్ళందరూ పిల్లలంతా కూడా నా వెంట వెంటనే ఉంటుంటారు.
ఆల్ దీస్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ విత్ స్వామి.
నన్ను వదిలి వారు పోరు, వారిని వదిలి నేను ఉండలేను.
దే డోంట్ లీవ్ స్వామి, స్వామి విల్ నెవర్ లీవ్ దెమ్.
కనుకనే నా ప్రేమంతా కూడా ప్రజలే.
And Swami's love is on people. Prajala
yokka pranadame naa yokka jeevithamu.
The happiness of people is the happiness of Swami.
Kalpane naa tattvanni meeku ee naadu poorthi vella cheyali.
Bhagavan wanted to declare his nature.
October somvaram 25th teedi.
And it was
ee raavadaniki kaaranam idi.
This is the reason for the descent of Bhagavan.
Ee vidhamainatundi nenu eppudu janmadinotsavalu eppudu nenu chesukonu.
This has not been observed nor celebrated.
కానీ ఈ భక్తులు నన్ను ఊరికే ఉండనివ్వరు.
But devotees won't leave him at that stage.
స్వామి ఇది బర్త్డే, ఇది బర్త్డే, ఇది చేయాలి, అది చేయాలి అంట నాకు ఏది ఇష్టం లేదు.
భగవాన్ డస్ నాట్ ప్రిఫర్ నార్ లైక్ బట్ డివోటీస్.
అందరి ఆనందమే నా బర్త్డే.
Your bliss is the birthday of Bhagavan.
నాకు ప్రత్యేకమైనటువంటి బర్త్డే లేవు.
There is no separate birthday celebration.
నీ బర్త్డే నా బర్త్డే.
Your birthday is Bhagavan's birthday.
కాబట్టి దేహాలు వేరు వేరు ఉన్నప్పుడు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి భావాలు ఉండకూడదు.
We should not have the dual mind.
All are one, be alike to everyone.
All are one, be alike to everyone.
కనుక నాకు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక సంబంధ బాంధవ్యాలు లోకంతో ఏర్పడినటువంటివి కాదు.
దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ వరల్డ్లీ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఎనీవే.
ఇదంత ప్రేమ చేత లభించేటువంటివి.
దీస్ థింగ్స్ కుడ్ బి హ్యాడ్ బై లవ్.
ఇండీడ్ హీ కమ్స్ ఫర్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ డివౌట్ అండ్ దోస్ హూ డౌట్, దోస్ హూ సీక్ అండ్ దోస్ హూ షన్, దోస్ హూ ప్రే అండ్ దోస్ హూ గో అస్ట్రే, those who are fervent and those who falter, like rain and shine. The Lord showers His love on all alike. Essentially, He descends to assuage the pain and provide succor to the downtrodden. He comes to strengthen the fragile faith when it falters. He restores belief in values when the foundation of dharma weakens. In His presence, the Vedas resonate and the word of God reaches far and wide. Spreading love is His mission, for love is His form and His nature, His essence and His message. Predominantly, the avataric mission is to uplift and rise the consciousness of all, so that all may reach Him.
Aham Brahmasmi.
Authentic moment of aliveness, when the past and the present coalesce, when inner joy brims, when the thread of truth gathers disparate experiences into a whole, when meaning cloaks and comforts, when gladness and goodness color sight, is when one meets you, dear Lord. And so we, your daughters, gather at your feet to celebrate our bond of love with you on this momentous day and drench our parched souls in the profusion of your grace.
Chitrali Goswami, an alumnus of Anantapur 1986 batch. She is currently serving in ONGC as a senior finance professional and as an accredited vocalist of All India Radio and Doordarshan. She is also a recipient of the President's Award at the age of 15. She has performed all over the country and abroad. However, her noteworthy performance was in Purnachandra Auditorium in the presence of Swami at a tender age of 15 when she performed the Sai Sudha, the second part of Sai Katha in Telugu. This is when Swami appreciated her Telugu performance, being an Assamese girl, and lovingly called her parrot. And his parrot has evolved into a Sufi poet, and on behalf of all the alumni is dedicating her own lyrics and compositions to our beloved Swami.
Oh, my. आहत कोलाहल भीतर बाहर आहत कोलाहल भीतर बाहर कैसे ध्यान लगावे हो मन कैसे आग लगावे मन ఎడత పరవశ
स्वागत जितेन्द्रियं पद्मासनं कञ्जलोचनं ध्यानमग्नं कृपामयं तथागत जितेन्द्रियं पद्मासनं कञ्जलोचनं ध्यानमग्नं कृपामयं तथागत
प्रकाश हो आते नजर नहीं पर मेरे साथ साथ हो तुमको यही कही बाबा
Oh,
Conclude my concert with this Sufiana Kalam. I put this composition of mine at the lotus feet of Bhagavan on behalf of all of us, all the alumni.
Hardam, Hardam, Dam Dam, Hardam, Hardam, Alidam.
Bum bum, Hardam, Alidam, pole bam 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 har dam 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 har dam alidam man laga fakir me 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 alidam aa sukr khudai ka kya kehna meethe pani ka behta jharna tu na bheega isme uska kya qasoor dam ali dam dam ali dam 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 ali dam dam ali dam 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 ali dam dam ali dam dam
Bye. dum 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 ali dum dum ali dum 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 ali dum dum ali dum dum ali dum 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 ali dum dum ali dum 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 ali dum dum ali dum 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 ali dum dum ali dum 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 ali dum dum ali dum 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 ali dum dum ali dum 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 ali dum dum ali dum dum ali dum 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 aaj ki khudai ka kya kehna meethe paani ka behta jharna tu na bheega
ಗೌರಿನಾಥಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥಾಯ
ಭಜರೆ ಗುರು ಚರಣಂ ದುಷ್ಟ
tere brahma sagar tere manas bajre guru charanam
Om Namah Shivaya. Dukhino Bhava.